Jonathan Thomas is with us now, his trainer. Jonathan, what say you, my friend? Is Catholic Boy the best older horse in the country right now?
Listen, he's definitely, you know, in the hunt. I think, you know, at a mile and under, Matoli certainly has put his hat in the ring. Bricks and Mortar on the turf. Route horses on the dirt, I think it's very wide open. So, you know, hopefully our horse gives a good account of himself and puts his hat in the ring, you know?
Yeah, you had Seeking the Soul, of course, win the Stephen Foster for Dallas Stewart. He's a really nice horse, and he steps up every time he goes to the post. But you have to be feeling pretty good coming into this year in the second half of the season with Catholic Boy.
I am. I mean, he's done everything he's supposed to do. We had a really nice winter break for no other reason than just to do the right thing by him. I thought his comeback race in the Dixie was very good, considering that, you know, he was probably about 80% going in, and subsequently his training's gone well. We've been very fortunate we haven't missed any time due to weather or any other unforeseen, interference. He's done everything right. So hopefully that translates to a good effort.
He's such a cool horse. He's a throwback. He reminds me of John Henry, Cougar II, those kind of horses that you could run dirt or turf almost any distance and have them do well. I mean, I think he's a very special horse, and I've been on him since he was way younger, but he's just great to watch, and you can never count him out of any race he's entered in.
I would agree there. I mean, he's been very consistent, very reliable. I think some of his off efforts, there's been a legitimate reason why, and we've kind of drawn a line through those. But, when he's given a fair shake, he's always brought his A game. And so he's been very good that way to all of us.
We heard the call of the Travers coming out of that last commercial break, and that was, to me, one of the best performances of any horse last year. Then he comes back in his most recent outing at Pimlico and wins the Grade 2 Dixie as a four-year-old. How nice is it to have a horse that is that versatile, where, as Jude alluded to, he's basically just a racehorse. He can run on the dirt. He can run on the turf. Does that, Jonathan, give you more options as you try to plan out his schedule and point for bigger goals down the road?
It definitely opens up a lot of opportunities from a timing perspective. And we've always kind of gone work by work, race by race, and let him tell us what our next target is. So it's nice to kind of keep an open mind in regards to where we can spot him. So it's a real luxury to have that.
That 58 and change workout on June the 23rd, that is kind of an out-of-body experience for him. He usually doesn't work that fast. What was the circumstances there?
We wanted, I guess, what you would call just a little bit of a stouter breeze 2 weeks out, and that's pretty much how we kind of go into these races, is we'll have a strong breeze 2 weeks out, and then we'll kind of follow it up with a very easy half. We were shooting for a minute 101, somewhere in that arena, and the horse just broke off and got into a really good rhythm, and Javier just kind of stayed out of his way. I, as a trainer, that terrified me. I'm not going to lie. I'm looking at the watch and I'm, you know, just hoping, you know, that everything kind of comes back well at the barn. And, you know, once I got back, he had cooled out very quickly. His energy was very good. He ate up that night. His legs looked great. You know, all those really important things coming out of breezes. And then with XBTV, it's great because you can look at these works. I've watched the breeze about 10 times, and at no point was he – it wasn't a frantic, you know, nervous sort of breeze where he ran off and did too much. And it was a very methodic, you know, breeze, and that looked like he might have gone a minute 101. So let's just hope that it means the horse is doing well. He's in good nick, and you know, sometimes these good horses, they breeze well, and it's just a byproduct of their talent. So – that's what we're going with, especially after, you know, seeing his body language afterwards.
Yeah, well, after having trained horses for 20 years, I always tell people, you know, trainers never like fast works, but inside they're going, yes, this horse can really run, you know? And
it's unique in the sense I've never seen him do that, you know? Yeah. And maybe it's just because he's a year older, and got over, maybe gets over the Belmont track. Well, I mean, maybe there's, you know, you can't fake that kind of thing. So it's nice to see, but I don't need to see it again.
Yeah. And when the riders come back, they always tell you you did it easy, right?
Exactly. And Javier was pleased. Look, he's been a huge part of getting this horse to the races and in the right sort of shape. And, you know, he seemed pleased. So, you know, you just have to go with that. It was a very good work, and hopefully that means he's doing very well, and it'll translate to a good effort.
Talking with trainer Jonathan Thomas here on the Equine Forum on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Catholic Boy going to the post in the Suburban at Belmont Park later this afternoon. Jonathan, if there's a lot to be decided, a lot to be determined between now and the Breeders' Cup in November, but if you had to choose a long-term goal for Catholic Boy, would it be a race like the Breeders' Cup Turf or the Breeders' Cup Classic?
Jockey Club Gold Cup, if he were to run well. I think that would be the big target. You know, Breeders' Cup, to me, Breeders' Cup is kind of like the icing on the cake. You know, we still have a lot of cake to make. And you know, if we're lucky enough to be in good form by the end of the year and participate in the Breeders' Cup, I don't know the answer to that question. But we still have a lot to do, you know. So, you know, if he were to run well here in the Suburban, you know, all of a sudden the Jockey Club Gold Cup becomes very, very important. And that's a very important race that I don't think should be, you know, overshadowed by the Breeders' Cup. So we'll just take it race by race.
You personally have accomplished quite a bit in just a couple of years that you've been out on your own training now. You've had a lot of success. Catholic Boy has won, what, I guess about 6 graded stakes for you now. He's the star of the stable. When you get to the barn every morning and you look at him, what things go through your mind?
You know, this year is different because the stallion deal's been done, and, you know, I think I'm more cognizant of the fact that my time with him is, you know, on countdown. I don't know exactly when that's going to be, and I'm not saying it's anytime soon, but, you know, to have a horse of this ilk at this stage of my career, I'm very fortunate. And, you know, so I think I probably soak up his day-to-day training a little bit more than maybe I did prior, and, you know, just trying to make the most of the day-to-day interactions with him, because, you know, regardless of what he does from here on out, he's been a very, very special horse to myself, the ownership, the team that we have. So, you know, he's a pinch me horse. You know, he's a horse that we're very cognizant that we're really blessed to have him. So, I kind of wake up every morning with that in the back of my mind. And then there's the responsibility as a trainer. I mean, they're like your work of art. You know, you want to put them on in full display at their best, and, you know, you never want to get them beat. So, you know, you go in with that kind of feel, too. It's more nerve-wracking than excitement, at least for me.
I remember you joined us on our Trainer Talk program shortly after you were launching your training career. I guess it was, what, 2017, right, is when you went out on your own?
I guess, right? Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, when we were doing it with some assertiveness, for sure.
Yeah, they say you shouldn't ask a two-part question when you interview somebody, so I'm going to ask you a two-part question. what has been, in those couple of years now, what has been the most challenging element to getting started as a horse trainer and the most rewarding element to getting started?
I think the most challenging part is, as a young guy, if you're lucky enough to get going with a good horse, the way you grow is interesting. I would call it lateral growth, where I think we've grown a lot in numbers, but the quality part, you really have to go through and kind of work through a lot of horses, you know, because look, he's a horse like this. He's literally, you know, one or two in a foal crop. So, I mean, you're really defying the odds. So it's a lot of lateral growth. It's a lot of disappointment for some owners, because not every horse you're going to get your hands on is going to turn into Catholic Boy. So, you know, that's part of the business. And statistically, that's kind of the way this business goes. It's no surprise to me, but that's something we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. So it's kind of like you kind of break through, but then you have to go another level to really break through. And I think making it is hard, but keeping that kind of momentum is very, very difficult. And I think, look, I've had nothing but tremendous respect for Todd and Chad and these guys, having spent time around them. But as I do this more and more, my respect level has gone up 100 times, because it's just so hard to do. And what was the second part?
Most rewarding.
The most rewarding, honestly, you know, after a good day of training and you kind of look down the shed row and you look at a bunch of happy horses eating and you know you've put in a good day's work, and you know, those things are very rewarding for me. I mean, winning is very important and it means a lot, but I think the day-to-day you've really got to soak up in this business because it's so up and down.
He's trainer Jonathan Thomas, Catholic boy, going to the Post in the Suburban later today. Jonathan, like all of our guests who appear on the program, you're going to receive a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. We'll get that to you, and all the best with the big horse, not only this afternoon, but moving forward as well.
I appreciate that, guys. Thanks for all you all do. Always a pleasure being on the show.